Welcome. You are listening to Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. I'm your host, Plau, a.k.a. Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus. This broadcast is entitled Count the Number of the Beast, 135 Days to Go, and Counting. Now, I didn't really plan this broadcast, but I decided that if I don't do it now, then most of the information that I have to get off my mind will probably be irrelevant. So let me start this broadcast. But of course, before I begin, I must open with a message to the creator of it all, Allah, all praise. Yah, mighty Yah, thank you for your love and patience. Thank you for your planet and the things on it. Thank you for your guidance in showing those that still listen that your soldier was right. I ask that you continue to guide and show us the way. Protect us from the spells of the demonic 72. Bring down the workings of Babylon. Lift up those that welcome your spirit. Let love rule your earth once again. Bring back Ma'at, which is truth, law, justice, morality, balance, order, and harmony. I ask in the name of our ancestors and our prophets, bring back Ma'at. All praise Allah. All praise Allah. All praise Allah. Okay, so let's get started. Now I have a couple notes here that I've written down. This isn't going to be a very long broadcast, but the last time I spoke was about 3 months ago, and time is definitely flying. I mean, it's flying so fast I can't even think about it, you know. But if those of you that recall, you can remember me saying 3 years ago that 2016 was going to be the last time of these beasts. And it was it, right? How did I know that? Well, I explained to you about the 25,120 year cycle, how it breaks down. And a lot of you that do know, excuse me for repeating this, but a lot of new listeners on here, so they don't really understand where this comes from. But if you want to get a more deeper understanding of this, you go to ayah.net or HebrewsWakeUp.com. I have to actually redo the site. I'm building social network for us, but you know, I work a lot, so it's hard for me to get the time to do that. But I'm still working on it. Anyway, you go to ayah.net, you know, ayah.net. You go to the top navigation bar, and you find an article called "Count the Number of the Beast," and in this article, you'll see that I have a PDF file. You read the PDF file, and in that PDF file, I explain to you about how these demonic entities have basically worked together in the spiritual world, in the spiritual realm, and in this realm, they created a system. It's kind of like a shadow government, right? Which I'm going to get into. Within this shadow government, that's how they rule. Not just our government, but the governments across the planet. And this is the demonic 72. These are the true rulers of the earth because they were here long before the governments were established. Matter of fact, they planned for the establishment of the different governments. And this is based on the Shimham Farash. This is based on Hermeticism. This is why they have their own religion. All right. Now, so anyway, we now have 135 days to go, okay, until the end of this year. And then in March, around 19th, I believe, it'll be 2017. Okay. January is going to not be the end. The real end is going to be in March. And that's why there's 135 days to go. All right, now it's quite interesting though, isn't it? What happened? We have a new president, Donald Trump. A lot of people were thinking that it was going to be Hillary Clinton. And personally, for you to say I don't care if it was Hillary or Donald, you're quite naive. Now, is it a good thing or a bad thing that Donald Trump became the president? It's an absolute wonderful thing. Now, a lot of the brothers are saying, oh my goodness, what's he talking about? Hillary was the devil incarnate. Not only was it obvious by sight, but just seeing what the woman did throughout the years was as posted all over the internet. And then recently, within the WikiLeaks and the emails, it was just confirming that this woman is a devil. There was only one path that this lady was going on, with the rest of her celebrating fools, was destruction. Then Donald Trump comes in, whom everybody is calling a bigot and racist and everything under the sun, without understanding that the media is in control of your mind, and not realizing that prophecies are being fulfilled. So there is a huge difference between them. Not that we have to like it, but facts are facts. Now, let's move on from that because I don't have a lot of time on this broadcast. What I would like to discuss is what's next. Because Donald Trump winning the position of power threw these fools in in total chaos. I mean, they are just besides themselves. The media is going crazy. Riots are happening, and these riots are definitely sponsored by the devil, George Soros. Y'all just have to do research on this fool to understand that he is not a part of he's not a part of this government. Just listen to his accent, of course. But I'm just saying he's a part of the 72 government. All right, now what is that? Because I want to go over this real quick. In order for us to bring back Maat into our planet and bring back the spirit of Ayah, so that there can be love and peace back on this earth again, and respect for all mankind, then we have to understand what disease must be uprooted from here in order for this to occur. All right? Now, first let me break it down. The demonic 72, the ending of the beast, the ending of the cycle. What is it that what are we looking for as this ends, right? We're looking for we're looking for the ending of the system that was able to control the masses. Okay? Now, the system of the media, of the corporations, of trade, all of these things are being used to hold back us. okay? And I don't want to repeat what's already out there. So I'm just gonna continue with what has been laid in my heart to speak about and some things that I've written down. I just want to break down, like, what are the things that we have to look out for, and how is America controlled, how that control is now being taken back to the people, which means that it's the end of the beast, right? Now, remember, I did a broadcast a few years ago called Revelations. It was based around Revelations. And when I did that broadcast, I explained to you that Revelations meant the unveiling, right? That means that Revelations wasn't something for us to fear. It was for them. It wasn't for us to be worried about. It was for them to be worried about. And then people were concerned about the beast and the chip and all these things. And I was explaining to people, look, we're already in that right now. There's no need to fear about the coming of that because we are deeply inside of it. Okay? And we're witnessing the fall of that system. The scriptures that we read have been retranslated in order to give them power. For example, how do they work? How does this work? You have the emails that spoke about the spirit cooking, right? And then in the spirit cooking, we have certain entertainers that are speaking to this witch, because she's a witch. And as this witch does her performance art, she's writing spells. You know, taking blood and semen and breast milk and putting messages on the walls and calling it art when this is spirit cooking. But what is this? This, what you're looking at is the religion of the beast. These are the spiritual practices of this demonic force that is controlling the planet. All right. Now, this demonic force that's controlling the planet has many names. They call it the deep state. They call it the shadow government. And it comprises of the central banks. And this is where you have the World Trade Organization, the United Nations. I spoke about this last broadcast, and I keep bringing this up to reiterate that, listen, this is how this is worked, how this works, okay? Now, when this demonic beast is doing rituals, you notice that guy, John, what's his name? Podesta? He speaks about how him and his brother were invited to one of these spirit cookings. Now, this is the chairman of Hillary Clinton's campaign. So if the chairman of Hillary campaign is going to get his blessings from this witch, then that's just one step from power, which is Hillary Clinton, in line to be the most powerful person on the planet, to create wars with Russia, to create policies in the United States that will take away the Second Amendment, that will take away freedom of speech, that will just put such a grip on the neck of everyone, is being controlled by spells. Okay? But now that's over with. So there should be celebration. So is there a difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? Wake up. Of course there is. They did not want that man to get in office. And you better thank Allah he got in there. Now, how does this work? Okay, now, the United States has three branches. We have the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch. They call this checks and balances, right? However, in 1948, okay, we had like the official, the I guess we call it the official creation of the CIA, right? But we had different agencies that were already in operation, but they were secret organizations that were in existence for the purpose of war. And they were cracking codes. And there was a secret organization in Britain, and there's a secret organization in the United States. This secret organization, the secret police, were always controlled by the elite. Okay? And the reason why they're controlled by the elite, because we have to go back to the time of the monarchies. All right? The fall of the monarchies. So you have the rich elite class always wanting control. So in the shadows, they ruled. Right? They would prop up their puppets in the shadows, and their puppets would basically execute their will. How do they do this? Through secret organizations. The CIA is an extension of those secret organizations. The CIA works with the MI6, you know, which is the British rulers, and then they work with the French Secret Service, the Mossad Secret Service in Israel, and all these secret agencies get together in secret, and they create blackmail to control, to basically take control of all governments on the planet. Now, what you're seeing is how they said, so as above, so as below. What you're seeing is you're looking at how the demonic entities, the demonic 72, their hierarchy is being mirrored by the earth hierarchy. Okay? So like a Hillary Clinton has her spirit guide. That spirit guide is in its position of power in the 72. So now, who's really controlling the earth? Is it Hillary Clinton or is it 72? Well, of course it's the 72, because when we look at the spirit cooking and we look at the spells that are given and they get their blessings, what do they ask for? Right? They ask, receive, there is a return. So now what we're seeing is how the inner workings of these demonic beings control the planet. Okay. Now, we have the executive, the legislative, the judicial branch. All of these branches, most likely, are deeply influenced by the Central Intelligence Agencies. Just took it over. You know they took over. They take over through blackmail. You have, if anybody's seen the Joe Snowden, how he talks about how NSA is spying on everybody. Well, he broke that, but people knew about the spying a long time ago. I told people back in 2010, I said, look, I don't use Gmail anymore because they're spying. And this is before all this came out. And people are probably wondering, what, is he paranoid? And you haven't received a Gmail message from me since then. And then in 2013, Snowden comes out saying that the NSA is spying. So I already know that this is what the beast is doing. I knew this a long time ago, but it's good that it's out in the public view now. And it gives a little bit of, I guess, credence to what I'm saying. So maybe y'all can listen to the old broadcast and say, well, you know, Dawid knows what he's talking about. Now, I'm going to explain to y'all what's going to happen in the future. And which is going to be great for us. So but that's going to have to be another broadcast. This particular broadcast, because I don't have a lot of time to speak on it, I just want to explain to you about what's happening now with Donald Trump, with Hillary, and what we have to do to ride this out. Now, since we have the deep state, we have the shadow government, and we have the central banks, first we understand that the central banks, they use the deep state as a tool. Okay. The deep state and the shadow government, they're kind of different, right? Because the deep state, I guess I would consider this like the military part, right? Military industrial complex. Now, when Eisenhower spoke about the military industrial complex, and when I explained to you that Michael Jackson was killed by the military industrial complex, because why? Well, because the military creates, because the military is a tool of the central bank, the military is the one that creates the wars, creates the destruction, and then the politics will come in, which would be the shadow government. Then the shadow government take the reign from the deep state and say, okay, the military industrial complex destroyed. Now we come in to build, right? Order out of chaos. This is their method. We destroy, and then after we destroy, we rebuild. And then when we rebuild, we implant our people in office. And this is why you would have like in Libya, you have Gaddafi that rules, but because he's not controlled by the deep state within his government, the deep state within his government comes in and says, okay, which is the military, okay, we're going to now have to destroy him. And then the shadow government will come in, people not knowing about it, and they're basically unelected officials. Then they control the will of the people, okay? The deep state also consists of the media. That's why all these media conglomerates are being monopolized, right? You hardly have any independence except the independent media. And that's why there was a fight between the independent media and the media conglomerates, because the independent media is not controlled in part by the deep state, okay? So people like InfoWars, organizations like InfoWars, We Are Change, all these groups like this within the web are what destroyed Hillary Clinton. That's why WikiLeaks is not controlled by the deep state. And all this information came out because in Revelations it said it would. They can't stop the will of Allah, and that's why they fell. And that's why they will fall. And that's why we are going to win. And that's why we are winning. So, since the central banks use the deep state as a tool, the banking systems all over the planet are basically controlling how finances are basically being distributed. No, how finances are... how finances are basically being, that's right, yeah, just how finances are being controlled through every single government, right? That's why you have the World Trade Organization, and through the World Trade Organization, it creates the third world, okay? And the third world, which is being Africa, and the resources, and all the problems that we see on this planet are being done through the tools that the central banks have, which is the deep state. It's kind of like a cookie cutter. You know, that one cookie cutter is the model that they use from Africa to Asia, to South America, in the United States, all throughout Europe. It's here. However, they can only use it so much because people are now waking up to it. That's why you had the Brexit, right? People left Britain. Now they're trying to get them back in. And you have this election, which they were ignorantly thinking, and so confidently, they were like, oh, Hillary won. They're arrogant, and she lost. And now they're in disarray, okay? So what we have to do is we have to understand that the fight really has just begun, okay? Because the defense minister, the secretary of defense, the Secretary of State, all of these positions, if they are taking, if they're taken over by those that are opposed to Donald Trump and his vision, then they would basically gain control again. However, because they no longer have their arm of the media, or their media arm is pretty weak, it's going to be hard for them to influence the masses. Okay? So pretty soon, that's going to be irrelevant. But they're going to try to create a mass. They're going to have to control through suppression. So they're hoping that this chaos, these protests, will bring in a form of a militarized United States. Because if they can control it through military, like the police state, then they don't have to use their shadow government. They can go straight towards dictatorship. And that's what they do in most South American countries and African countries. They just go right to the military. And that's what they want to do for the United States. So we got to make sure that we resist that. All right. But it doesn't matter, because the system's going to fall anyway. It is written. So, anyway, I just wanted to bring in my thoughts on that real quick. Let me see, what else do I have written down here? I don't really have much else written. I just wanted to bring that out real quick, explain to y'all what's going on, let you know there's 135 days left until the end, the official end. The official end is in January. But let you understand that if you are upset and scared and fearful of Donald Trump being the president and think he's going to go around locking up black people, you know that ain't going to happen. That is not going to happen. This is not 1960. This is a new type of brother right now. Okay? What we need to do is we need to speak to each other, get our entrepreneurship up, and take advantage of this time. I mean, this is a great time. Oh, I almost forgot. Now, remember, those of you that still follow scriptures and still are faithful to your spirit and our ancestors, the true writers of the books, Genesis 15 spoke on, know that assuredly that you will be in a land that is not yours, and you will be free after 400 years of captivity. The prophecy of 1619 to 2019. It's 2016. So 2019 is the next prophecy of our freedom. Okay? Now, if Donald Trump is in power during that time, then that means then we start preparing to be free in 2019. I mean, I hope y'all can actually take a step back and look at what's being fulfilled here. Okay? This is like amazing time right now. So Genesis 15 can be fulfilled. And then a lot of us say, well, wait a minute. We are the original inhabitants of the United States of America, right? Well, you're right. And many of you say, but hold on. We are the Hebrews of the seed of Jacob. Yeah, you're right. The seed of Abraham in Genesis is a multi-people. People that are from the United States and people that are from Africa. We have been distributed throughout the whole earth, all four corners, meaning South America, which is 135 million people there alone, many, many, many Africans were shipped down there, and also the United States and Europe and parts of Africa. People forget about Africa itself. There's parts of Africa where Africans have been distributed to, which isn't their native birth land. Okay? Now, then we have the American blacks, so-called, right? The Native Americans that have been here, that are related within that prophecy. We have also been enslaved. So they qualify to that prophecy of Genesis 15. Now, we have to understand that is going to happen, is going to occur. So what we can do is we can start to say, okay, Trump has this thing called the New Deal. And he paraded this New Deal for African Americans, so-called African Americans. We take advantage of this New Deal. Okay? We hold his feet to the fire. With that, we go to Claude Anderson. And Claude Anderson spoke about how long the Democrats had their foot on our necks and how we couldn't get economically sound. We have the Living Color series going out there talking about how we need to get our economics butt in order. We have so many people now speaking about what we need to do as black people to separate ourselves from this system of the beast and bring ourselves up. This is the opportunity to do it right now. All that talk, all that stuff, right now is the time to do it. Okay? The days of the religion and all the crying and whining, that's over. It's time for doing now. This is the action time. Action. This is a window for us to become the people that Allah has blessed us to be. This isn't the time to go around beating up white folks. Half of these white folks are just as victimized as you and I and are clueless as most of us. The media, the main tool, the propaganda arm of the deep state, the shadow government, the central banks, the media, giving spells to this witch, as we see in the Podesta emails. There's spells, spell makers, Hollywood, all of this is falling. And as it falls, we rise. And as we rise, we are free. Then after the 400 years, we will leave with great substance. Great substance. And then as it says in scriptures, Babylon will weep. O Babylon, you have fallen as she weeps. So let's not just throw that aside like it's just some white man writing stuff. Because it's happening. Okay? Anyway, I have to go, but I'm going to speak more on this. I have a lot to say, and hopefully I can get on here and talk to you more. But like I said, the reason why I haven't been on this broadcast for a minute is because I'm working, and there's a lot of things that I'm trying to do. Let me stop saying trying to. There's a lot of things that I'm doing that's going to help us out. And I'm just doing it by myself right now. But when it is complete, it is going to be amazing. And it falls in line with the 2019 prophecy of us being free with great substance. Because we are going to have great substance. It's inevitable. Just like this happened, that's going to happen. Anyway, Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus. You're listening to Signs and Wonders, the broadcast that came right on time. Let me close in prayer and then say, I would like to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for for standing by me throughout all these years. I ask that you say a prayer for me, say give a message to Ayah, ask him to keep me strong, because, you know, your brother's going through it a little bit, missing his kids and all that, but, you know, all things will be cool soon. So let me close in prayer. Ayah, thank you so much for your knowledge and your wisdom and your patience. I ask that you keep us strong, Ayah, and guide us, and just make sure that we do what we are supposed to do and that you guide us to do. We pray that you bring back Ma'at on this planet, bring back harmony. Thank you for tearing down the powers of the beast. We ask that you make their spells null and void. All the spells that they tried to create, just burn them to the crisp, Ayah. Burn them to the crisp. Thank you, Ayah, for your love, your patience. Thank you for our ancestors. Thank you for Yahshua, the teacher of righteousness. Yes, I still believe and still understand. All praise, Ayah. All praise, Ayah. All praise, Ayah.